Two Portland protesters arrested, released for the fourth time. By Hannah Blow on September 23, 2020. Two Portland protesters arrested as a result of the demonstrations on Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning are serial offenders, who were ultimately released for the fourth time. Roughly six dozen demonstrators marched to the Penumbra Kelly building, blocking traffic and failing to adhere to the authorities' warnings against entering the property, resulting in arrests. Arrestees included Simona Andrea Arteaga, 39, and Tracy Lynn Molina, 47, both of whom are serial offenders. Arteaga faces charges of interfering with a peace officer and trespassing, while Molina faces charges of resisting arrest, trespassing, disorderly conduct, and interfering with a peace officer. Both were released for the fourth time, according to journalist Andy Ngo. Laura Sutton, 33, was also arrested for interfering with a peace officer, per police. Additionally, police announced on Wednesday that two participants of the protest in Portland were involved in a shooting. On September 22, 2020, at approximately 10:30 p.m., East Precinct officers responded to the 4,400 block of Northeast Glisson Street on reports of a shooting. Officers arrived on scene and learned there had been a physical altercation between two subjects. The altercation led one of the subjects to fire a gun towards the other subject. The subject was struck by gunfire and subsequently a business was hit with gunfire as well. Both subjects were transported to an area hospital by ambulance. Both subjects sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Prior to this incident, both subjects were participants in a group that gathered at Laurelhurst Park and marched to the Penumbra Kelly building located in the 4,700 block of East Burnside Street. Critics have pointed to what they have dubbed Portland's revolving door in arrests, as many of the protesters over the past few weeks have been released without bail, resulting in several serial offenders being released.